Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Scott Munson, the head coach of Sherrard, joining us. Tigers fall 40-6. And no, Coach, it's odd to say it, but, you know, you lose a game like that. I still, you know, broadcasting that game last night, I saw some positive signs with that team. And I thought, you know, it's hard to say when you look at the box score, you say, no way did they play well defensively in a 40-6 game. But I thought that team, with the exception of a 50-yard run and I think a 3rd and 27 that they completed a pass play, other than that, I thought the defense played pretty well last night for you, especially up front.
Yeah, I think I would agree with that. It's, you know, it's interesting. There's the old adage that when you're going to watch film, it's never as good as you thought it was the night before, or as bad as you thought it was. And that's certainly the case. As you know, when we got home and started watching film a little bit, and again this morning, there's some positives to build upon. There's some guys who effort was not an issue at all. Everyone working hard, and so we just got to clean up some technique issues, and I think we can take away those couple of those big plays that you talked about.
Well, and just for a listening audience, you know, to recap the game, the first scoring drive for them followed an interception. It was a 30-yard drive they had to convert on a 4th and 2 to eventually score, and then they had a scoop and score where they scored defensively. They had another scoop and score where they scored defensively, and then their longest drive of the night was a 60-yard drive, and they had to convert on a 3rd and 27 to score there. And I think, you know, the first play from scrimmage, that was probably the most frustrating play of the night from a defensive standpoint. They score on a 50-yard wingback counter. So that was kind of the extent of the scoring for Morrison last night. And we talked about kind of the domino effect last night where, you know, when you've had some seasons where you've lost some games, it can get away from you in a hurry. And I thought that kind of happened for you last night in the fourth quarter second quarter when you look at that box score and they put 27 points on the board.
Yeah, absolutely. And you mentioned the score coming into the second half. It was frustrating because that was a focus of ours. It was a focus of coming out of a half, first drive out of each half, and making sure we get a stop and do well. And you know, you look at that play, and it was just some guys who hadn't checked back in yet mentally. Just complete breakdown in terms of both technique and assignment and everything. So that's a disappointment in that regard. But again, yes, some positives, some good things happened. That domino effect is a reality. This this is a kind of a 6-inch battle that we fight between our ears so many times, and we keep talking about it's about us first, and that's really what we're talking about, fighting that battle and overcoming kind of those ghosts of the past, I guess.
Well, and I thought defensively, though, between the tackles, they had very little success last night. I think Dieter, who was the all-conference running back for them last night, had the 14-yard touchdown run. But other than that, I don't think they got a lot between the tackles, did they last night?
I would agree with that. Jarrett Bailey, Carson Hansen, and Austin Guile did a great job in there of clogging up the middle and taking that away from them. And I'd like to tell you that was by design in terms of some great scouting or something, but that was them just doing their job. And that's a real positive build on to know that we have those three and doing that kind of work. And I guess it's not surprising because those are three guys that have some experience and played a lot of varsity ball last year.
Well, kind of assess the offense last night, a new style to play a little bit for the Tigers. You run that pistol formation, and basically, you know, you have the two backs back there that can receive the ball on the snap. I know that a couple of snaps were issues last night, but what was the difference offensively last night, and just kind of assess what wasn't working there?
Yeah, I think the big issue there is, again, is kind of get a couple hours of sleep, reassess, and watch film and start seeing what's going on. I think the big issue really was understanding assignments We had guys not going to the right place. And a lot of that is just experience within an offense, not only from the kids, but the coaching staff of, okay, how are people going to adjust to this unbalanced formation? How are people going to adjust to the pulling and the things that we do? And the first play of the game was picture perfect in terms of people going where they needed to. And we had a nice running lane, and our running back trips over a lead blocker's feet, and we get a yard instead of a big gain. And then as they made some adjustments, we as a whole didn't make the adjustments we needed to, and so consequently we're blocking the wrong people or not blocking anybody. And then you kind of hit the panic button a little bit, and things go south in a hurry. So again, it's, you know, it wasn't as bad as you walk away. There's, you know, a couple of sustained blocks away and missed assignments away from having a good offensive attack, I believe.
All right, as we wrap up, I know, you know, big challenge next week with Orion coming to Clifford King Field for the home opener. I've been asking coaches this week the bonus question is, you know, we've talked ad nauseum about participation numbers around the state in the sport of football. Do you think 8-man football in this area can ever be a thing? Now, I know you're well aware that the five schools up in northern Illinois, up near the Wisconsin border, are doing it. I think the one side of the northwest upstate Illini, some of those schools are contemplating it. What about 8-man football? Do you think that'll ever be a thing down this way?
I am surprised that it has taken this long. And I don't know when all the co-ops started. In terms if that was the early 90s, mid-90s, or maybe even earlier than that, I was surprised. I'm really surprised it didn't gain legs then. And so, I could see it happening, absolutely. As enrollments continue to drop, numbers continue to drop, it's going to be a domino effect, I believe, that the biggest issue now is if you're going to do it, do you have somebody to play? And without traveling 2.5 hours, and so I think it's a real possibility.
Would you be receptive to that idea?
I think I could speak for most kids and coaches that they just want to play football.
Yeah,
you know, and if that's 8-man, 3-man, you know, whatever. there's still a good core of kids who just want to play football, and coaches who want to coach football, and so you know, we'll do whatever we need to do that.
All right, Coach. We'll see you next Friday at Clifford King Field.
All right, Jim. Thank you.
All right, Scott Munson, head coach of the Sherrard Tigers, joining us on WRMJ and WRMJ.com.